Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Daniel Draskinis, and Daniel is the owner of Gold Nugget Ghee. And you've been making a lot of ghee. You make hundreds of pounds of ghee every batch.
Yeah.
And ghee comes from butter, and you know, you're removing some of those solids or all of those solids that you can get out of there. Why is it important to use grass-fed butter when you're making ghee?
Grass-fed butter actually has a higher nutrient profile. You're going to have higher amounts of CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, and also a higher omega-3 content by almost double of regular butter. And also fat binds to a lot of toxins that are in the body, in the human body, and also in the cow's body. And so if you want to have the most pure ghee, I would say go for grass-fed, because they're not going to have the same like inflammation that cows that are eating grain would.
Okay. Now, people use ghee in a lot of different ways. I've heard of people using ghee in tea and then maybe also in coffee. Tell me about that. Are there people using ghee in coffee?
There is, yeah. Bulletproof coffee has been quite a trend for the last couple years. And it actually goes back quite a few millennia to Nepal, because they add yak butter to tea to allow them to climb mountains. It's an easy way to get calories, because yeah, each spoon of ghee is about 120 calories. So if you put like four spoons of that in your coffee, you're going to have like 600 calories and you're going to have a major brain boost, because ghee actually bypasses the liver and it goes right to your brain.
Wow. And so who's having bulletproof coffees these days?
It's a lot of high performance athletes, CEOs, and just people that really want a boost in the morning.
Would, if you went to a really high-end coffee place, could you order something like that?
Probably not, because they don't have a fond idea of bulletproof coffee.
Uh-huh. Oh, maybe for coffee connoisseurs, they might think you're ruining the coffee,
exactly.
Right?
It's like putting sugar in the coffee.
Oh, I love sugar in my coffee.
I do too.
And then having sugar in tea is something that's been done in different cultures over thousands of years now too. So there are cultures that are very comfortable with that, having butter in their tea.
Definitely.
Okay.
And we're becoming one of those cultures.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it that way. Now, you have a new product, or is it a new product, or did they co-evolve? You have one that has chocolate honey ghee.
We started with the regular ghee, and we were making that for almost a year. And then I have a good friend that makes raw chocolate down in Long Beach, California, and he uses the best cacao that I've ever found, and it originates in Ecuador, and it's wild harvested from the jungles there. There's about 250 people that just go out into the jungles, and they're harvesting this cacao with machetes.
Wow. So it's not grown like in rows in a regular farm-like setting. It's they're just wild plants out there that people are harvesting.
And these trees are over 100 years old, and it's all spring-fed. It's some of the most pristine cacao on the planet. And most cacao, it comes from Africa, and they use a lot of slave labor, and fair trade is such a big coin term like in the chocolate industry. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you're looking for chocolate to buy, like look for fair trade, and even above fair trade, which is cacao that we get, is the people that go harvest it are paid more than fair trade.
How did you get hooked up with these people?
Through my friend Warren, and it's actually David Wolf that imports all this cacao from Ecuador. And so I get it from David Wolf.
Oh, okay. And the honey, where do you get the honey from?
The honey I get from Canada, because I want to have a certified organic clean product. And most honey in the United States can't be certified organic just because of how much glyphosate is in the air. And if there's a farm using glyphosate within a 10-mile radius of a bee operation, they can't certify it organic. So it'll usually just be monasteries that are high up in the mountains that can get the organic certification here. So yeah, in Canada, I get the raw honey.
Okay. And then the product itself, it kind of reminds me, it looks kind of like Nutella.
It does. And you can use it just like Nutella also.
Okay. And, you know, Nutella isn't exactly, people want to think it's like a health food.
Oh, yeah. but it's not. It's sugar and palm oil. But yeah, this is perfect for parents that want to give their kids a nutritious snack. Just give them some chocolate ghee, and the ghee is naturally sweet, so we don't really have to add that much raw honey to it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's actually 1 gram of sugar that's on the nutrition facts per tablespoon.
How do they normally have that? Or are there a variety of ways people eat the chocolate honey ghee?
You can put it in coffee and it'll actually just blend right in because it's emulsified. You can put it on toast with oatmeal, on ice cream, and it'll solidify.
You know, you're making me think about like that. My idea of putting it into a cup of coffee was the part that kind of freaked me out was the thought of having like an oil slick on top of my cup of coffee.
Yeah, and that'll happen with regular ghee, uh-huh. But it won't with the chocolate.
Okay, I might start with the chocolate and then work my way up to the other.
And it's actually pretty fun. It looks like a lava lamp. There's all these like chocolate bubbles that are like going up and down in your mug.
That sounds good. What sort of plans do you have for the future for your company? Do you have some expansion plans?
Yeah, we're going to have 2 new products coming out. We're going to do a chocolate mushroom ghee with medicinal mushrooms with reishi, chaga, lion's mane. And then we're also doing a turmeric mind ghee that is going to be basically brain food. So we're going to be using lion's mane mushroom, which is really good at creating new neurons in the brain. And adding turmeric with that and putting it in the base of ghee.
How have you kind of product tested some of these things? Because I'm thinking if I saw that on the shelf, I'd be like a little suspicious about mushroom mixing with my chocolate.
Oh, definitely. Well, medicinal mushrooms are actually the biggest trend right now for 2018, for next year. Uh-huh. That's what Whole Foods is saying. And there's Four Sigmatic, there's Namex, there's all kinds of medicinal mushroom companies that are starting to get the word out there. Michael Pollan is actually releasing a book next year about mushrooms.
Oh, okay. So that's the thing for 2018 is going to be medicinal mushrooms. Okay. And where are you going to source your mushrooms?
We're sourcing them from this company based in Canada, Namex. And they provide the food industry with some of the best mushrooms out there.
And how did you test this product in the first place? How did you decide what was the ratio of what to put in there? Did you have friends over and y'all tasted it?
Yeah, I just am testing in my own kitchen and using Vitamix, using different ingredients and just see what happens.
And just tracking proportions and then remixing and trying it again. And
exactly, creating the recipe from there.
Okay. How can people find your product?
In most health food stores in California, you can find us up and down the coast from SoCal, stores like Erewhon, Mother's, Jimbo's, and then up here in Humboldt, Eureka Natural Foods, The Co-op, Wildberries, and also online on our website, goldnuggetghee.com.
Okay. And are you primarily in California then, or do you have any plans to expand to the rest of the country, or you're trying to keep things pretty California-based?
Yeah, we're mostly staying in California. The food industry is just kind of a whole mess with just so many different players taking different percentages of your profit. There's like distributors, there's brokers. There's just so much hassle like with that model. So we're just focusing on local California and online also.
What percentage of your sales are online, do you think?
It's probably 70 to 80%.
Oh, quite a bit online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a big world out there.
And they're eating ghee.
And most people here, like half the people in the grocery store, they don't know what ghee is. So there's a big education factor. But there's a lot of people that already know what ghee is, and they're looking for the best quality. So they find us somehow.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Daniel Draskinis with Gold Nugget Ghee. Thank you so much for coming up, Daniel.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.